Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
This is Tama Tonga.
Tonga Law.
And Hikuleo.
The Bullet Club. And you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Raya and the Pain in the Ass Choppy on the Rant EM Radio. And that's just too sweet.
All right, Jim, we're right here with Al Perez, Ronnie Garvin, Gary Hart. Gary, a couple of questions I got for you. Do you think that Dusty Rhodes is going to take it lying down and he's not going to retaliate?
I know that.
And what about Dick Murdoch now?
Let me tell you, I know one thing about you, Dusty Rhodes. You're like your mama and your daddy who died drunk in a ditch when he was 42. You were born no good. Dick is... Murdoch ain't no better. It's birds of a feather. You can stand up in that podium and talk about how bad you are and how bad you want Ronnie Garvin and how you and the Outlaws are back together and how that nobody's safe. Well, I happen to be standing here right now, Dusty, and I feel as safe as a baby in its mama's arms. I know you. I know Murdoch, but most of all, I know Texas. And I know that there ain't nothing good that's ever come from that filthy, white trash, honky state of Texas. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you afraid of Dusty Rhodes and Dickie Murdoch?
Let me tell you something. I've been accused of sucker punching from behind. Well, Dusty Rhodes, the last thing you seen was this, so obviously you were looking at it. And you're going to see it some more if you don't quit. And I'm going to tell you furthermore, I'd be an idiot not to take $50,000 to knock out a man. Right. I've wrestled his matches. That's 1 hour.
You are firm.
I've bled, I've sweated, and I didn't make $50,000. Another thing, Dusty Rhodes, you've been hiding behind a lot of men in the last few years, like Magnum TA,
yeah.
Nikita Koloff.
Yeah.
Now you're hiding behind the Road Warriors. I don't know. These guys are like mesmerized by Dusty Rhodes. Well, I know you, Dusty Rhodes. You never bought my beer. I don't owe you nothing. And if you stand in my way, I'll knock you out for nothing this time.
Let me say this. He talks about sucker punching. Anytime you punch him, you punch a sucker. Because Rhodes, you are a sucker. Murdoch, you are a sucker. The wrestling world is looking at a former NWA champion. They're looking at a future NWA champion, as I told you. There's a new light on the horizon.
Right, there's a new
and
light.
They're right here with
that's
Gary
right.
Hart.
That's a bright light. It's brighter than you can handle it. It's going to shine for a long time, Dusty Rhodes.
Fans, don't go away. We'll be back. We'll have more right after we take this time out.
Can you dispute it?
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. What's up, everybody?
Hello, everyone.
It's, well, when you listen to this, it'll be June 7th. Yeah.
Right now it's June 6th.
Right now it's June 6th. But you're listening to a live episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
We are live.
On Rant EM Radio.
In Studio C.
Studio C. Rant Entertainment Media, part of the
Shining Wizards Network.
That's right. I'm Phil.
I'm Choppy.
And we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. How are you?
Hello.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
And a racist, too.
And you know what?
This guy's a fucking moose.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Rob, this one's for you, brother.
Do it flips and shit.
Oof. I hope my cousin Richie's in the room, because then I would say...
Anybody seen Richie?
Anyway, how's everybody doing? I hope everybody had a great week. It's, yeah, we got stuff to do, man.
Yes,
sometimes,
we do.
Sometimes we got to take something, you know, one for the team and do me time, you know? I thought you were going on vacation, but you're not.
No.
It works out because I needed tomorrow night off anyway.
Yeah, because you're a jerk off.
Yeah, well, listen... That's to be desired.
Every jerk off needs a holiday.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
Every jerk off does need a holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, when you're the CEO of Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
The CEO? I'm the COO?
Yes, of Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
I'm the fat game.
And I'm the executive vice president.
Executive vice president.
Yeah, because you're the owner.
Right.
And I'm the executive. I have to be the exec.
You're like the general manager.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm like the John Laurinaitis. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
People power.
People power. People power.
People power.
Yeah.
Remember the dynamic dudes?
Where's my skateboard, Shane? I think Shane Douglas hocked my skateboard at the Target. Ring the bell.
We're at the bingo hall.
I fucking hate bingo.
So do I. That's
this
great.
This guy's a fucking move.
That's terrible. Oh, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Friday.
Yeah, man. It's been a long week already. It's Thursday. God. I worked early all week.
That's good, though.
No, it's great. I actually cooked dinner last night.
And let me guess, you saw a lot of wrestling this week, didn't you?
I saw a lot of wrestling
this
week.
Yes, I knew it.
Yes, I did. Yes, baby. And I said, hey, big boy.
Hey, big boy. Big boy.
Oh, boy.
I got some new sounds. You know what I'm saying?
You had a lot of free time at work, didn't you?
I had an hour of free time.
Good for you,
and I spent,
champ.
And I spent it wisely, champ.
Oh, wow.
I played that promo in the beginning with Gary Hart because, of course, with Gary Hart marks.
But you want to know something? You've been quoting that promo for months now.
Yes.
And to actually hear it in its entirety was fucking amazing.
Well, when I do it in the Walmart, Choppy almost falls over. It's like, because Dusty Rhodes, your mama and your daddy died in the ditch.
At 42.
At 42 years old. With that honky state of Texas.
Yeah, he said, what's his name? Fucking Jerkoff.
Oh, yeah.
Dusty Rhodes.
I'm Canadian Dusty Rhodes.
Fucking French Canuck.
Here's the question I propose to you, partner. Who is the worst NWA champion out of the two? Ronnie Garvin or Kerry Von Erich?
I'm going to say Ronnie Garvin.
I'm going to say Ronnie Garvin, too.
Because, you know, as much as I'm not a fan of the Von Erichs, I like Kerry Von Erich a lot more than Ronnie Garvin.
I did. You know what? I liked Ronnie Garvin for, like, 5 minutes when him and Wyndham were U.S. tag champions.
I liked Ronnie Garvin when he was feuding with Jake the Snake in Georgia for the television title.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great feud.
Yeah, that was a great... See, Ronnie Garvin, and Choppy said this in pre-production, Ronnie Garvin was already in his 40s when he fucking...
Gary Hart's like, I see the next NWA champion!
No, he meant Al Perez.
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
he said he was a former world champion. This guy's a future world champion.
I was about to say, I thought he was talking about fucking Ronnie Garvin. I was like, yeah, at 45 years old, he's going to go for the title again?
No.
Fuck out of here, fucking move.
But you're right, though. He was that old.
Oh.
It was crazy. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Well, we also can't, you know, I mean, fucking Terry Funk was ECW champion at, like, fucking age 50.
Difference, though? Terry Funk can actually wrestle.
And he was a good communicator. Oh, my God, could he fucking perform?
You know something, Cactus Jack.
When you want a jackass to listen to you, you smack it, and then he listens, and he follows you. You ever seen that promo with him smacking the horse?
Of course.
That scene was great.
Of course, and then then you have Dusty asking people.
You like his hat?
You know what I'm saying? That's how it is.
How do we know all this useless knowledge? It's not really useless to us because we like it.
My girlfriend said to me the other day, she goes, "You know a lot about so many things." I'm like, "No, I'm an idiot savant."
Yes, you are.
I know a lot about little. I know a little about a lot, and that's it. That's the extent of it.
Yo, who posted up that Lionel Richie picture?
How fucking funny was that?
That was
Sweet Lou.
That was hysterical.
That was Sweet Lou. Fucking Ghetto Geek Squad. Extraordinaire.
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't know, dude. Yeah, the weekend, so we weren't together for TakeOver this time.
But let me tell you something.
And I didn't get to watch TakeOver until I got home that night. I was out. I was a good boy because I stayed off the internet so much that I actually Choppy sent me a message via Instagram. Once in a while, I'll get these random messages from Choppy, and I knew it was fucking NXT related. I said, I can't open this.
You know what I was showing? You know what it was? It was just an outfit.
Right, but I didn't want to see anything. I was so excited when I got home.
The opener?
Dude. Bro.
Bro.
Oh, bro.
That match was insane. It was like, did you see what Nigel said?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was like, we're the real alternative of sports entertainment. I was like,
Nigel McGuinness.
What a shot fired at AEW on that one. That was actually pretty funny.
We'll talk about AEW in a minute, yep. But, you know, I'm telling you right now, this was Triple H's fuck you.
To AEW.
To everyone. Even to Vince. He was like, you know what? Listen, I don't have to run my fucking brand against your brand every fucking popular weekend.
Let me do it on a different weekend.
This is the 25th one. Let me just do one on my own and see what happens. Now.
And he drew.
The Mandingos were there. They invited me to go. I had plans. I had actually gotten, lawn furniture and a fucking a grill, so I was moving stuff all day. I had to go rent a truck at the Home Depot to move all the shit, you know, which was the whole thing cost like $30. Mind you, I got like $3,000 worth of equipment.
Good.
It all cost me $30.
Good for you.
That's rental and the gas for the fucking truck. But I gotta tell you, man, solid. Because I even went food shopping afterwards. I didn't get to watch it until it was almost over.
Bro. Forget solid.
Yeah, no,
it was amazing.
Yeah,
that ladder match.
Yeah, and I called it.
Yeah. I think you called it because I think I said. I think I called the Undisputed Era to win that one. I think
I told when we went to Asbury Park. I told Ali and the boys that they would do as much as I want O'Reilly and Fish to be champs. Street Profits, they've been
scratching and crawling to get
those two guys are really good workers, man. They really are.
Especially Montez Ford. I love Montez and, Ford.
Yeah.
Angelo Dawson. He's no slouch.
He's no slouch, but those guys have worked. They work all the shows. They work the house shows.
They were Evolve Tag Champs, and then that was like the precursor to them winning the NXT Tag Champions.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, it's
kind of I'll tell you right now, anybody but the Forgotten Sons. Anybody but those mooks.
Not a fan.
I hate the Forgotten Sons.
I don't hate them. I'm just not a fan. Like
they suck.
Yeah, I'd rather anybody else but them.
Yo, if Lorcan and fucking Birch had won it, I would have lost my mind. I think
I'm a Biff Busick guy anyway.
Biff Busick is amazing, bro. Yeah. His CCW shit is really good.
He was in Chikara. He was in Evolve.
He did his New England shit. It was also really good. Yeah. He's good, dude.
Solid. And
I think, what's his name? I expect big things out of Lorcan. Maybe not this year, but next year. There's something about him that he just has it. Also, you're probably going to call me crazy, but this is probably going to be retarded. I think Shayna Baszler is the Brock Lesnar of NXT.
We said that, though.
Did we?
Yeah.
I think she is. You want to know why? She has that aura about him, about her. When she goes into a ring, you have this idea, like, if you're a fan, you're like, oh, my God, she's going to fucking kill this bitch.
And the entire women's division now has to step their game up. So yeah. Io Shirai, really good.
I'm not a fan of her, but after that match, I was like, holy shit, she's amazing.
I like Candice LeRae. I like the what's-her-face, Bianca Belair.
I love Bianca Belair. She's amazing.
I like Mia Yim. I like all of them.
Mia Yim is very
solid, man. She's really good.
She's, you know, Mia Yim is former TNA star, TNA Women's Champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good. She's really good. I see big things out of her, too, Mia Yim.
Telling you, man.
That women's division is going to be...
No, good for them, man. Good for them. Listen.
Did you want Io Shirai to win?
I didn't. My lady friend did, though. That's her girl. I like Shayna. She's a fan.
I like Shayna Baszler in that situation. I think I knew she
Sharon was... Corbin?
Sharon Corbin. Yeah. Absolutely. Sharon Corbin.
Well, listen. She's really good at what she does. When she sold a lot to Katie Catanzaro when we went to Asbury Park. Like, if you can sell, if you're a good seller to a point where you can carry somebody and you're not even in a game that long, mm-hmm. that shows, you know, Chutzpah as the Jews say.
I was watching the 24 special on Ronda Rousey, and they were claiming that she's like the most, probably the fastest learner. They said that she learned this faster than Kurt Angle did, which is a bold statement. I tend to disagree. I think Shayna Baszler picked this up a lot faster.
Well, it didn't hurt that Ronda had Judo Jean LaBelle flipping and tossing her around.
Oh, yeah, and also fucking Brian Kendrick teaching her what to fucking do in California. And
Brian Kendrick is...
He's a
probably one of the most underrated cruiserweights ever. Right? Am I...
One of long...
As Tony Z would say, am I right?
Yeah. And one of the longest reigning tag team champions, also cruiserweight champion. He did a lot in Pro Wrestling Gorilla. He did a lot, dude.
Ain't nobody better than Gorilla. That's my ringtone now.
Yeah, Brian Kendrick trained her very well. And he said it himself on this documentary, like, why train her as a pro wrestler? Let her use her MMA shit in her matches, and that'll be her character, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's smart.
I agree.
And but that's another topic. But going back to NXT, finally. And before we go into the main event, what about that match with Breeze and Dream?
Yeah.
Bro.
I mean
I hope Breeze stays in NXT.
He might. And you know what? As Velveteen Dream is, I feel like he's, I don't know, I might be maybe talking out of turn, but I feel like he's, I'm not saying he took a step back, but I feel like he's trying too hard. He's too good to be, I think he's trying really hard to.
And I know why. I feel like I know why he's trying too hard.
Because he's the champ now, you think?
He's champion. He has to prove himself as champion because it took him forever to get that title. And on top of that, he has guys like, think about this for a second. You have the Undisputed Era, who are like amazing workers. You have Tyler Breeze. You have Johnny Gargano.
Matt Riddle. Yeah.
Keith Lee. Tommaso Ciampa, who was there at the show. He was there. And he got the most...
Birch, Lorcan. Oof. I mean, there's a bunch of guys.
There's a lot of great talent in NXT.
Yeah.
So for him to do what he does, yeah, he might be trying a little too hard, but he has to. Because he's like, he has all these guys gunning for his spot.
Do you think that's it?
I think that's what it is.
I feel like he's just trying too hard, man.
He is trying too hard, and he has every right to be.
And I saw it live. I was like, he's trying too hard. Like, he needs to just step back.
He's good, though. He's so good.
No, he's fluid. He taken, like, you know, you ever see that saying, stop and smell the roses?
Yes, yes.
I feel like he's missing. Like, he just wants to get his spots in. He wants to rush it. He wants to.
Well, that's youth. He's only 24 years old. He's a young guy.
Oh, all right. Well, then that makes sense then.
He's youth. He's,
then that makes sense
dude,
then.
He's only 23, 24 years old. He's a young guy.
Then he's going to evolve into
a superb talent.
Superb talent, yeah. I agree.
This is going to be you're probably I don't know if this is a compliment or not. I see him as like his character obviously is Macho Man Prince combination in my eyes. But his work ethic is like Randy Orton. Fluid. Smooth. He's very smooth.
If, and this is not because he's black, but if Randy Orton and Booker T had a love child,
that'd be him.
Because he's got that Booker
swag.
That
swag.
Yeah. And this is not a black thing. This is just like a swag thing.
But he has that fluidity of Randy Orton. Because you know how Randy Orton was so smooth.
See, I think Randy Orton's a bit more fluid than everybody else, though. Because he's young Randy Orton.
That's what I'm saying.
A 24-year-old Randy Orton.
Yeah, Randy Orton was trying to prove. Remember how Randy Orton was doing cross bodies off the top rope for He didn't have to do that because he was.
That's what the Dream's
that's
doing.
That's what he's doing. And that's what I keep telling people. He's trying hard because he has to prove himself. But he doesn't have to. But like you said, you don't have to prove. He doesn't have to prove himself because he's already good. But you mark my words. That guy is a future WWE champion. I have a feeling about it. He's really good.
I don't know. I feel like if he goes up there, they'll waste him.
Well, like they wasted almost every NXT talent. Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll get into that in a minute. But
what are your thoughts on the main event?
Jason Grooms, I got something to say to you, my friend.
Oh,
We've been friends for 20 years, and Jason and I... Jason was a co-host on this show a couple of times.
Okay.
When this first started out. Jason's probably one of the most knowledgeable fans on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good he does college football, basketball. Jay's just a fucking temple of knowledge, you know? A big temple, by the way. They don't call him Beef for no reason. He's a fucking He's got arms like legs and legs like people. He's fucking massive.
The walking condominium?
He's that's why they call him Beef. Beef doesn't see the appeal of Adam Cole. Okay.
That's his opinion.
Opinions are like assholes, Jason Grooms. Everybody has them. Some of them stink. And so does yours. And I'm going to tell you why. Here's a guy who's under 200 pounds, technically a cruiserweight. Technically. I don't even think he's 190 pounds anymore. Okay? Technically a cruiserweight. The man can go. You put him in Japan. You put him in fucking Ring of Honor. You put him in NXT. He does all styles well. Strong style. Hybrid style. He cuts a mean promo. He's got three legit finishers. Worthy of championship gold. Modern day heel. Now, Carlos too. Carlos came out of his pockets a little bit too on this thread. I'm going to put yous all in check right now. And everybody else who thinks that Adam Cole is the future of this business. Guys like Adam Cole are the future of this business. It's no longer 6'6", 300-pound guys. It's no longer the Rey Mysterios. I mean, they're there, but it's not that. These guys can go. They have not just one finisher. They have several. They can hit you from anywhere. He's got one of the most lethal shining wizards I've ever seen. He's so good. I don't just wear dude shirts for no fucking reason. I've been a fan of him for the last decade. 100%. Anywhere he's gone, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, Evolve, anywhere he's gone, I followed his career. When he was in Ring of Honor and he was winning titles and then he was in Bullet Club, I was on such a high. And you noticed because you're with me. And everybody's like, why? Why Adam Cole? Why Adam Cole? I'm like, you guys don't see it? Like, these guys don't come around all the time. He's a special fucking guy, dude.
Like, I saw Adam Cole. When he first came up with O'Reilly as Future Shock, I didn't see it.
No.
But then when he won the television title, I was like, oh.
And then when he won the world title, you're like, oh, yeah. And you're like, wait a minute. Oh, he's in Bullet Club. Oh, Bullet Club with Omega and the Box and everyone.
But he is so fucking charismatic. He is such a... Like, remember when he used to do the story time with Adam Cole in the ring?
Oh, of course. Oh. He sat in the, with the smoking jacket.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Guys like Scott Hall endorse him. Like, when Scott Hall endorses you,
you're the shit.
You're the shit. Like, you know, even the legends give him props.
Oh, listen. Just because he doesn't weigh 230 fucking pounds doesn't mean he's not a contender. I mean, I don't know what they will do with him on the main roster, but I'll tell you right now, that if he stays in NXT for the rest of his career, that's okay. I think he'd be okay with that. You want to know why? Because he's a fucking phenomenal talent. I could see that man holding that belt for a long fucking time. And I guarantee he's going to hold that belt until fucking Tommaso Ciampa comes back.
Taking nothing away from Johnny Gargano.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking nothing away from Ciampa or Matt Riddle or anybody else who's going to contend. Even when they rebrand Awful Punishment Martinez.
Yes.
Right? Get in line. Take a number. The Undisputed Era is the best faction in pro wrestling right now.
Oh, yeah.
They fucking ooze talent. And Roddy, and I told you this, if Roddy turned and joined the fucking team,
you were gonna have
the I was buying a shirt.
And who called it?
You did.
I called it months ago, like a year ago before he even
And joined. I've been a Roddy guy way before Adam
when
Cole.
When he was Mr. ROH.
Let me tell you something. He looks so good now. Even my son was at the house the other day. He goes, Phil, he looks so good.
He's shredded.
I like, he's a fucking animal. You can't, these guys are on all cylinders. Even Bobby Fish on a broken fucking limb.
By the way, did he get hurt?
He's been hurt.
But his shoulder?
Yeah, shoulder, the knee. Ugh. But like, dude, Kyle O'Reilly can fucking choke you out from anywhere, man.
Kyle O'Reilly is another thoroughbred.
Kyle O'Reilly, right now, my opinion, can go to Japan and be right up there with fucking Naito and Okada and you know, all those guys. I want to talk about New Japan in a minute because there's a lot of shit going on in New Japan. Yeah. But I'll get off the Adam Cole soapbox. I just want to.
There's nothing wrong with it. Adam Cole's a phenomenal talent.
He's got his gimmick. It had nothing to do with the gimmick, dude.
No, the whole thing, the whole thing, saying his name is just a cherry on top.
That's a fuck you. That's basically a fuck you to everybody who's like, nah, he's too short. Nah, he's too thin. Nah, I've seen this dude wrestle 3 or 4 different styles, and like, hands down, he's fucking better than the rest.
I think he's better than Johnny Gargano.
I think he's way better than Gargano. Gargano is a fucking hell of a talent.
He is. But he's not Adam Cole.
But he had a fucking... in that takeover match in Brooklyn, WrestleMania weekend, I think Gargano fought the match of his fucking life. And he deserved to win that night. Even though I wanted Cole to win so bad, it just made me want to make Cole win even more. And I was like, he'll win it the next time. And he did.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You know what? Like, Adam... Not to cut you off, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Adam Cole, in my opinion... Yeah, I'm probably going to get a lot of shit for this, is the Shawn Michaels of our era.
Yeah, the guy no one saw in the tag team, like Future Shock.
Yeah.
The guy no one saw as TV champ, like IC champ Shawn Michaels. And then when he won the world title, Shawn Michaels,
he's too small to be world
champ. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. No.
And what happened? He became one of the greatest of all time.
Could Adam Cole be the greatest, one of the greatest of all time in this era? 100%.
Absolutely.
Maybe not 25 years ago, but in this era, 100% choppy. 100%. And you know what? Let's see how NXT does this. Do they do the Roddy turn? Do they throw Matt Riddle at him? Does, like you said, does Ciampa come back? This is, all these things are going to be great stories, and the main guy is going to be telling the stories. Adam Cole, baby.
And also, you got to keep in mind, he has a crew. So I'm telling you, you're going to get some great matches, and he's got a crew that's going to protect him from losing that title.
Like, you know, Kyle O'Reilly is his best friend in real life.
Yes.
So, like, you know, like, they're going to flow. Like, Bobby Fish is the old elder statesman of the crew.
Bobby Fish is the Ole Anderson of that group.
Yeah.
Roddy is Tully Blanchard.
Yeah.
And fucking O'Reilly is probably, like, Barry Windham. And then you got fucking Adam Cole's the Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
That group is the four horsemen of the NXT.
Hey, big boy.
Yes.
Big boy.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the matches? Okay. Let's picture this. Could you imagine the matches that him and Keith Lee would have? Could you imagine the matches he would have with Riddle?
I'm just, listen.
The possibilities are endless.
If they're letting Riddle be Riddle. Yeah. If you watch Riddle in other feds, that's how he is. That's his gimmick.
That's because it's NXT.
Yeah.
If it was a Raw or SmackDown, it wouldn't happen.
Nothing wrong with NXT right now. Loving it.
I just can't believe that this is NXT.
Yeah.
Because NXT is part of the WWE brand, and you're like, how come Raw and SmackDown can't do the same thing?
All right, we'll stick with WWE for a minute.
Yeah.
I watched the Triple H Randy Orton promo for tomorrow.
So did I.
It was funny because that wasn't scripted.
It was forced.
It was pretty funny. I listened to Don Tony talk about Super Friday, Super Showdown, whatever the fuck it's called.
I heard it too.
I'm gonna watch it. I'll be home for most of the afternoon. And I'll go over the card right now real quick. But before I go into that, I just want to say this. And Don Tony has a perfect point. It's a 4-minute clip. I don't want to play it. But go on Don Tony's YouTube page. It's Epic Sports posted the clip. It's like a 4.5-minute clip. And he basically explains why these shows are necessary to WWE. It's a financial thing. And we've talked about that in the past, right? And the fans are not... The fans are different fans. There's different laws there. There's different television there. There's different everything there. You can't speak your mind. Women can't do anything there. So if they want to pay for Goldberg Undertaker, if they want to pay for a 50-man battle royal, you take those shows away and the TV deal that Vince just got from Fox – WWE is not as rich as you think they are. Okay? And he makes a point. You know, and I normally... I disagree with Don Tony one out of five times, because Don Tony's most of the time he's right, you know? I see why this has to happen. I see why nobody wants to watch it on our end, because it's... Let's go over the card real quick. The Usos are fighting the...
The Revival.
Oh, those fucking clowns.
Those guys?
Yeah, those guys. You know what I have to say about that.
Fuck the Revival.
Exactly. Lars Sullivan versus the entire Lucha House Party.
Lars Sullivan's going to win that one.
Yeah, nobody cares. Seth Rollins against Baron Corbin for the Universal title.
I was going to say Baron Corbin was going to pull this one out. And then you know, with Brock looming in the air, I think it's going to be Seth Rollins going to win this, and then maybe we'll have a cash in. Who knows?
Kofi versus Ziggles for the WWE Championship.
Kofi all the way.
Roman Reigns versus Shane McMahon.
Roman's going to win that.
Finn Balor IC title against Andrade.
If Finn Balor was not in the Demon getup, I would have said Andrade, but it's going to be Finn Balor.
Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley.
Braun Strowman.
Goldberg versus The Undertaker.
Who cares?
I'm going to say Undertaker.
I'm going to say Taker as well.
50-man Battle Royal.
I'm going to say...
Kevin Owens.
No.
Oh, no, Kevin Owens isn't going.
Yeah, he's not going.
Because Sami Zayn's not going.
I'm going to say Drew McIntyre wins it. Because I think he's in that.
That's a great pick. I think I'm going to piggyback on that.
Okay.
And Triple H versus Randy Orton.
Randy Orton.
Yeah, Randy Orton.
The card looks good on paper.
Will it resonate though?
Yeah,
that's my question.
Here's the thing. It's not going to resonate well, and I'll tell you why. Because half the people that are there don't even watch wrestling. The people that are going to be in the crowd, they don't even watch wrestling. They know maybe they'll. And this is exactly why they fucking have. This is exactly why they brought in Triple H, Randy Orton, Goldberg, The Undertaker, because. The roster that's on here right now, the current crop of talent, nobody knows who the fuck these guys are. So,
does this really happen just now?
Yeah, I found out from Nick.
Dark Side of the Ring tagged us in a picture along with podcast host by Conrad.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because we're the fucking shit, Choppy.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. I couldn't agree more.
God damn it. Thank you, by the way, Nick, for posting that. Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm going to watch it because it's wrestling, you know?
I'm getting this.
Yeah, I posted this to Choppy's page. I think it's $30 well spent. They're putting out, in June or July, they're putting out a Slim Jim Macho Man action figure. Choppy's making out with his phone, which is pretty gross.
I can't wait to get this.
It's basically Macho Man in a Slim Jim outfit holding two boxes of Slim Jim.
In a Slim Jim box. It's going to be great.
Need a little excitement? Snap into a Slim Jim.
Need a little excitement?
Uh-huh. Very cool. Very cool. All right. This could be like in a short show because we really don't. I mean, we don't have a whole card tonight.
This is a choppy.
It's a choppy special, yeah.
Which the reason I picked it was because we're 6 months away from the Liger retirement match.
Yeah. So we'll get into that in a few minutes. Yeah. There's a couple things I want to get into before, and then we'll. All right. So I watched. Speaking of Japan, I watched the finals of the Best of the Super Juniors.
How was it?
Live, I watched it on the way to work. All right. So right now, as of June 6th, Will Ospreay versus Shinjo for the Best of the Super Juniors 2019 match of the year.
Really?
Match of the year. 100%.
Wow.
Two-time winner.
And wait. So now we're talking like within WWE? Good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to throw Cole Gargano from TakeOver?
I was going to say throw in Riddle and Roddy.
And Roddy, yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of matches you can throw in there. AEW stuff, you can throw in the Bucks versus the Lucha Brothers.
You can throw in fucking Cody and...
Cody and Dustin. Yeah, this is match of the year.
Wow.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of the 900 false finishes.
I'm not a fan of those so many high spots that he fucking does.
Let me tell you, though, about Will Ospreay, who's probably one of the best. He's probably the best in the game right now, junior heavyweight.
Best junior heavyweight?
Right now he is. And Shinjo was undefeated, by the way. This is the new cat that's was it Chaos or LIJ, one of those. But this dude is money. Like, he could be the next Nakamura. Yeah.
That's a bold statement.
He could be the next Knuckle. He can be. I'm not saying he will be. He can be.
That's a bold statement.
If he puts on a little more weight. I mean, a lot of these guys become heavyweights anyway. That, you know, what's his face? Omega did it. Naito did it, I believe.
I believe Jay White was a junior
heavyweight. All I'm saying is that the match told a really good story. You know, Will Ospreay making the transition, wants to be in Japan full-time, apparently. Shinjo, undefeated, fucking burned through the B block of the tournament. Fantastic. Now it sets up Dominion, because now whoever wins this gets a shot at the title. So, let's go over the Dominion card real quick.
Please do.
All right. So, we're going to have new U.S. champ...
John Moxley
taking on Shota Umino, one of the newer guys in the group.
One of the young lions.
Young lions, yeah. Kojima versus Takagi, okay. Shinjo, okay. Jushin Thunder Liger and Yoshihashi versus Suzuki Goon, Zack Sabre and Minoru Suzuki.
Nice.
Suzuki and Liger have a fucking beef right now. Here's a nice six man tag for you, Tanahashi. Juice Robinson and Taguchi, the coach, taking on Bullet Club, Jay.
What?
Chase Owens and your boy, the Bone Soldier.
Yeah, Ishimori's the shit.
Yeah, buddy. Here we go. IWGP Tag Team Championship.
Ain't nobody really any gorillas.
Tama and Tangaloa taking on Evil and Sonata. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be good. I'm not a Sonata guy, but this is going to be
Sunday morning.
It's going to be good.
Saturday to Sunday. I can't wait. I'm going to get up and watch it.
It's going to be good.
And Dragon Lee now has to fight Will Ospreay for the title. Now, Dragon Lee has been... He won the title at G1. This is going to be a fucking phenomenal match, bro. I'm so excited. And, of course...
I think Will Ospreay's going to get the belt.
Kota Ibushi defends the IC title against Tetsuya Naito. Ibushi has been off TV for a while.
That's okay.
Naito made a note of that to call him out. Like, yo, fuck your couch. All right?
Get your ass up.
And for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, the Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada, taking on Chris Jericho.
Lionheart. What do you think?
Oh, no. Definitely Okada's going to win.
You think so?
Yeah. Jericho's not going to win that title.
I don't know, man. Philly.
My ride is here early because I told you we'd be done by 9:30. Oh boy! All right, hold on a second. Anyway. Where was I? Okay.
So you think Jericho loses?
Jericho loses.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
I can't wait. It's gonna be Sunday morning.
I think Chris Jericho's gonna get the belt.
Some sad news out of Japan. One of the best junior heavyweights in the last decade has passed away. Toshio Aoki died in a motorcycle crash the other day. He was 41 years old. He wrestled in Noah. He was trained by Jun Akiyama. Remember Jun Akiyama from WCW? He worked in New Japan's Best of the Super Juniors as Noah's rep. He made it to the finals along with Prince Devitt, Finn Balor. He was a two-time junior tag champion for the promotion before leaving in 2013 with Akiyama, Kotaro, Suzuki, Kanemaru, and Go Shizaki for All Japan because Masawa got fired. Kenta Kobashi got fired. Whatever one of those guys got fired. It was sad. You know, even like, and you see this, like, Cassius Ohno gives him a little love on Twitter.
Yeah.
Nakamura gave him some love on Twitter, you know.
Very decorated athlete.
Yeah, very decorated. So, died tragically in a fucking tunnel going in a motorcycle. So, all right. Bully Ray.
Oh, you got my pin. You got my opinion on that.
I put it on Facebook, right? I put it on Facebook. Because I was mad at how it went down. Now people were against it. Be like, you know, how can you say this? This is bullshit. You know, Bully Ray didn't do anything wrong. Listen, I understand. Even my cousin was mad at me. He's like, oh, if that was your girlfriend, you wouldn't go fucking say something. I said, dude, if I was at work, I wouldn't be able to say anything. I can have security throw him out, then go outside and pound his fucking face in, right? But he, first of all, why is Ring of Honor letting their security guards pull kids out of the crowd for him to talk to Bully Ray? Like, really? And he pulled, he's been, listen, dude, you're not hardcore, okay? You're not 5150, you're not New York hardcore, you know, you're a fucking pro wrestler. That's it.
A jerk off.
You're a jerk off, and that's what I think of you. Let me tell you something else. You pulled that shit with me 20 years ago, and you can, and God rest his soul, Tank, if he was still here, he could contest this. And my stepdad, Kevin, was with us, and he could contest it too, he's still alive. But he's been bullying people for fucking 20 years. He's a piece of shit. Good talker in the ring. I mean, you can't take away his accolades. Guy's one of the best decorated tag teams in wrestling. He is probably the best decorated tag team in wrestling. But, like, there's a reason why you're not hanging out with D-Von no more. D-Von don't want no part of you. You're a fucking dildo. And on top of that, your fucking girlfriend gets fucking heckled. Both of you guys are heels. Both of your characters are fucking heels. And you're going to have the balls to get mad at a heckler? If the Mets had a thing where, like, you know how many times I called the Met a jerk off or an asshole or a dick bag or a cum dumpster? Like, how many times I've said these names to these players?
Mm-hmm.
Did the Mets are throwing me out?
No.
No.
Freedom of speech.
You bought the fucking ticket.
Can I read what I wrote on the thread?
No, please.
So this is what I wrote. I've read about this very thoroughly, and I've been able to formulate an opinion on the whole situation. Ladies and gentlemen, in the wrestling business, you have heels and baby faces, bad guys and good guys. If you're a bad guy, it is your job to make sure those fans are pissed off so that way they continue to buy tickets to see if the good guy can topple the bad guy. Now, if Velvet Sky cannot put on her big girl panties and act like a professional, then she needs to try a different profession. I'm sure the fan was being extremely annoying towards her. However, it is her job as a professional to shrug it off and keep on walking. The fact that she got her boyfriend involved shows that she is not qualified to be in the role that she's in. Also, the fact that she even got him involved is laughable. Bubba Ray in ECW was part of the most hated faction in that company. He would get spit on, smacked all the time. Did he bitch and moan? Hell no, he's a heel! Shame on ROH for even letting this go down. Terrible.
I said this on Facebook as well. I can recall times where, in person, I was at ECW. Where they literally dubbed these. And you can ask Joel this. We talked to Joel about this.
Yeah.
How they almost, like, when Joel called in for your birthday, I said, Joel, how many times you guys incited fucking riots? You know, like, getting that cheap heat.
I remember I asked Joel. I was like, Joel, dude, like, what was
your reaction like in that one place?
And he was like, I was scared to death.
Right, of course he was.
Deathly afraid. Scared. And you want to know something? They're heels! And for this cunt rag to even say, oh, Bully, can you go talk to that guy? He hurt my feelings. Are you fucking serious, bro? Even Don Tony said that, you know, nothing, there should be no law. I mean, you're not going to get a lawsuit out of this, but it's just, the guy's a fan. He's a heckler. Who cares?
I don't get it, dude. Like,
does he own part of the company? Is that why he did what he did?
No, dude. Even if you own part of the company,
you don't do that.
You can't do that. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You're gonna have security pull him out of the crowd, and then, like, go on social media and pretend that he, like, I mean, I talked to the kid like a human being. But you didn't have to get that far. If she was that offended, you could have said, security, take him out.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all you had to do.
That's all you had to do. That's it. And then, you know what?
And here's another thing. The fan thought that they were calling him back there to apologize because of what Mandy Leon did. She spit on him. Apparently.
Now, there was a guy sitting behind him who took to social media and defended this kid.
Yeah.
Again, it's hearsay. You know what I'm saying? Listen, like I said, even if the kid said some heinous shit to them, which he probably did.
He did.
I'm sure he did. It doesn't give you the right to have security pull you out of, you know what I'm saying? And then like talk to him like you're his fucking father. You know? Pull that shit where I'm from? They'll fucking split your dome piece, man. You're not fucking hardcore Bully Ray. You're not. You're a fucking professional wrestler. You're an actor.
You're a Long Island guy.
That's fine.
That's what I think of you.
That's fine. You could be. You're a New Yorker. Fine. Big deal. You know what? You're a fucking performer. You're a sports entertainer.
You're a wannabe tough guy.
You're a wannabe. You're a wannabe fucking biker hardcore 5150. You know what 5150 means? It's a police code for the criminally insane. You're not a criminally insane person, okay? And you're wearing the BHHC. Stop putting hardcore fucking crosses on your fucking on your patches.
You know what you should put? You should put 525. You know what 525 stands for? Crazy. Because you're a fucking emotionally disturbed human being for even thinking of asking security to pull a fan. Could you imagine if the E pulled this out, pulled this off?
Man, you're lucky you didn't pull me.
Oh my god!
You pull me, man.
I would have fucked his ass.
I would have fucking. I would have just smacked. I would have smacked him right in his face. Not even punch him. I wouldn't go nuts. I wouldn't even curse at him. Look at me like that. Say something like that to me. I would fucking put my hand right across your fucking fotch. And you know what? What are you gonna do, tough guy? You're a fucking tough guy. And I'm not trying to be a tough guy either. But you know what? I know for a fact that I'm not a fucking actor. Okay. I grew up hard. I had to fight for my clothes and my fucking and my family and my friends and my fucking well-being. I fought a long time, and I don't like to fight. Fighting's fucking terrible. It's the worst feeling in the world. You don't know what it's like, Bully Ray, to be in real-life experiences like that. Okay, you grew up in the suburbs, and you went to Johnny Rogers Wrestling School, and you fucking caught on quick, and you became a really good performer, and you became really good at what you do. And I'll give you that. I will give you that because you're a really good performer, and you're a really good talker. And that's why you got that radio gig, because you are a good talker. However, I don't like the way you talk to people. I don't like the way you treat fucking fans. I don't like the way you fucking pulled this cat out of the audience. All right, it was a dick fucking move.
Could you imagine him trying to do that in ECW crowd? Oh, he would have got fucking...
If he pulled my kid would fucking snuff him. And he's not... My kid's not a tough kid at all. My kid would fucking snuff him. And my kid's not... There's not one fucking angry bone in his body. He doesn't... I don't think he's... Michael's never been in a fight. Michael would tell him to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Because he knows you're a fucking wannabe fucking bully. All right? Bully my balls, all
right? Could you imagine... Okay, think about this. You're a fan. You're the fan, right? Just put your shoes in the fan's position. You're the fan. You get pulled from the crowd. Say, for example, you're like 5'9", and weighed about 180 pounds. This motherfucker... You're going to be somewhat intimidated because he's like 6'3", almost 300 fucking pounds. And you're looking at this guy like, oh, shit, what the fuck's going on? I thought they were approaching me because... You know, a Mandy Leon supposedly spitting on me. But no. They're like, oh, you got to be a good fan. You can't be talking badly to the... What? Fuck you! Fuck you, dude. You... I'm a fan. I paid my ticket to curse at you. I paid my ticket to yell, scream, berate you. Now, if I throw shit at you, that's a different story.
Listen, there's a line that we draw.
Of course.
We make a lot of jokes. We fuck around.
Yeah.
We don't belittle the talent. We don't fucking throw things. Even if the girls say something, we've never belittled talent. We've made a lot of funny jokes.
Yeah, of course.
Amongst ourselves, amongst kids, or whatever. But we would never show my son that example because we always have him with us. So, but I'm just saying, like, that just angered the fuck out of me, man. Seriously,
what a mook. But then there's a lot of people that defended him. I was like, why are you defending him? Could you imagine going to a wrestling event? And somebody pulls you out of the crowd because you heckled somebody? You're a fan. You can do whatever you want. As long as you don't throw shit at that person.
This guy's a fucking move.
I couldn't agree more.
Let's take a quick break.
Yes, we should.
And then do your match, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, buddy.
All right?
Yeah, Schnookums.
Ladies and gentlemen, we still are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on Rant EM Radio. We're part of the Shining Wizards Network.
The symbol of excellence.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting.
Yes, that's right.
For almost 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back, kids.
Yeah.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal.
Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dome, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Oh, we're back.
Yes, we are.
A little bridge version of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Had to give you guys something because we're not going to be around this weekend. It's Phil. It's Choppy.
It's Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
It is, buddies. It is, buddies.
So this is a...
Well, let's want to do it properly?
Yeah.
Let's fucking do it properly, man.
That's right. I'm
and
sorry.
And then you know what, bro? It's all you.
I apologize.
No, please don't apologize. It's fine. This is your show too, pal.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
So because we weren't going to have a show this weekend, we didn't come up with a topic. So then when we realized that I was going to be working early today, and Choppy didn't go to work, which is cool, I figured, you know what, can we record today? He was like, yeah, why not? So I said, all right, well, then you come up with something because I don't have anything.
That's okay.
And he said, you know what, I want to do a Jushin Thunder Liger match. You can't get enough of Jushin Thunder Liger. We've covered him several times on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Probably the most decorated junior heavyweight of all time. 52 years old now, about to retire.
Yep.
Over 30 years in the business.
Yep.
And one of the nicest people on the planet, by the way. Met him in 2013.
Very humble.
Very, very humble dude. Loves the fans, loves the business. Comes to the States all the time and works for all these promotions.
Ring of Honor, NXT.
WWE, yeah, WWE, like, he's worked Evolve, I think. He's worked Dragon Gate. He's such a decorated performer.
Don't be surprised if he ends up in the Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame, like 2 years from now.
I can't wait. I'm hoping I can get the money together to see him in his last match at Wrestle Kingdom.
So, the match that we have here is from World Wrestling Worldwide. I forgot the name of the event.
Oh no, the event itself, okay, is called the Summer Struggle.
Yes.
Japan Pro Wrestling Summer Struggle from July 15th, 1998, from the Sports Center in Sapporo, Hokkaido, Japan.
Now, I apologize, people. I know we were doing stuff from like 1999, but it's only a year difference. It's not a big deal. It's a 21-year-old match. I want, like Phil said, I want to do a Liger match just because we're 6 months from him being retiring.
I'm going to give you the rest of the card, and then Choppy's going to break down the match.
Yeah.
Some of the guys you've never heard of, some of the guys you have heard of. Yasuda and Fujita versus Isuka and Yutaka Yoshi. That was 12 minutes.
Asuka con leche?
No. Mexico's Dr. Wagner Jr.
Ooh.
Defeats Takayawa. Kendo Kashin defeats Shinjo Otani. We all know who Shinjo Otani is. NWO Sting, Brian Adams, and Mr. Hiro Saito.
Ooh.
Beat Tsuyoshi Goto, Chara, and Akitoshi Saito.
Wow, excellent pronunciation, buddy.
Different style tag fight, which means probably it's a precursor to the never open weight.
Yep.
And if I'm wrong, guys, please correct me. Kensuke Sasaki, me and him have the same birthday, teaming up with Yamazaki versus Don Fry and Brian Johnston.
Really?
Yeah. Right. And of course, the legendary Shinjo Hashimoto and Satoshi Kojima defeat the Great Muta and Michael Wall Street.
Wow.
Okay. And then the other match was Tenryu and Koshiaka defeating Masachono and Hiroshi Tenzan for the IWGP Tag Team titles. This went 25 minutes. I can get this if you want it.
Yes.
I'm going to get this card. Yeah, I'm going to get this card. So the match Choppy's talking about is the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title match between
Jushin Thunder Liger versus Koji Kanemoto.
Now, let's talk about Koji Kanemoto for a minute.
Of course.
Okay. Koji, 50 years old now, right? He debuted 1990, I think he is. Yeah. He worked at New Japan, All Japan. He's a freelancer currently. He was the third Tiger Mask.
Yes.
He replaced Misawa. He famously lost a mask versus mask match against Jushin Thunder Liger at Battlefield. He wrestled under his own name since 1994. He taught Yamazaki. He was the first man to defend the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship in the United States against Alex Wright at Starrcade 95, if you guys remember that. The World Cup of Wrestling, it was called. He also holds a victory over MMA fighter Sakuraba.
Oh, wow.
In a shoot fight. I mean,
he's wrestled all pretty much in All Japan.
He was with Chono's stable Team 2000.
Yep.
Okay. He teamed up with Jushin Thunder Liger. They were known as the Unbeatables.
Yep. He teamed with Liger as well.
Yep.
For a lot of people that don't know this, he was trained by Kensuke Sasaki.
Yes.
And Hiroshi Hase. And New Japan Pro Wrestling Dojo. And he's actually a very decorated champion. He won the All Japan Pro Wrestling Tag Team titles with Minoru Tanaka. He's also known for winning the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title 5 times.
Correct.
And he's also known for winning the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team titles 4 times. Once with Minoru Tanaka, once with Liger, once with Wataru, and once with El Samurai.
Yeah, and him and El Samurai defeated Apollo 55.
Correct.
Which is Prince Devitt and the coach.
Yes.
The coach is Taguchi. Okay.
Also known for winning the UWA World Junior Light Heavyweight title.
Correct.
And he's won the Best of the Juniors in 98, 2002, and 2009.
In 2009, he beat Devitt.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes. So this guy is highly decorated. Also, Pro Wrestling Noah. He was the Junior Heavyweight Tag Team title champion with Tiger Mask 4. And Pro Wrestling 01, he won the International Light Tag Team Championships with Minoru Tanaka. And in the UWA, he won the World Welterweight Championship as well. And he also has the esteemed pleasure of having the Wrestling Observer five-star match with El Samurai from June 5th, 1997.
The innovator and master of the Koji Clutch.
Yes, yes, yes. You are okay. Correct.
Finishing moves, ankle lock, the moonsault, bridging tiger suplex, which is from Tiger Mask,
yes,
from Misawa.
Yep.
He does the face wash, which is from Otani. He does the Falcon Arrow, which is the sit-out suplex slam.
Correct.
And he also does the vertical suplex. He was managed by Sonny Ono.
Yes, he was.
Former friend, former host, guest of the show. And AKA, his nicknames are Junior Charisma and Junior Star.
Yep.
Okay.
I would compare Kanemoto to a Shibata.
Yes.
Shibata, except he has more charisma than Shibata. I'm sorry.
So, the first thing Choppy points out to me, he goes, you have to watch this match. Well, he couldn't find it. And I was like, you mean this one? Because this match was sought out. And from what I read, the rivalry heated up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Liger is not one of those guys that just folds. Like, when he has a feud, he goes balls out. Correct. You know, and anybody who's followed Jushin Thunder Liger's career, ask Muda, ask Kanemoto, and anybody he's fought, Minoru Suzuki, like, anybody he's fought, he goes balls out, you know? Which is why he's the legend, you know? Now, in New Japan, at this time, there's really not a huge emphasis on face and heel.
No.
Because of the
because it's more about sport.
Sport, right. And it's more about popularity of the character. Now, Liger can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Liger is he's iconic in Japan. Guy's got his own cartoon, his own toys.
Still in his prime.
Food named after him. Like, he's
a superhero in the eyes of the
show. He has to wear his mask everywhere he goes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's that kind of dude. You know, at this point in his career now, this is 25 years ago?
21 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, he's 30 at this point. You know,
he's like 34, 35 years old at this point. So still in his prime, still very good.
Yeah.
And probably one of the most popular, if not the most popular masked wrestler of all time. Because he never changed his gimmick. He was always a masked wrestler, and that was good. That was a good thing about him. Known for doing the running Liger Bomb, known for doing the Brainbuster. Just a fantastic worker. I love Jushin Thunder Liger.
Yeah, I've never seen a bad Liger match. Have you?
Never.
Okay. So the match itself sets up interesting. Now Kanemoto was fucking Tiger Mask.
Yeah.
The second best most popular masked wrestler in Japan.
Correct.
So like, if you wore Tiger Mask, you're somebody.
You're good.
So now he's without the mask, and now he's got, like, an attitude about him, you know?
He's just got black trunks, black boots, and that's it. That's all you need.
Yeah. So get into this match a little bit.
So basically, we have the introductions. The announcer pretty much announces, Jushin Thunder Liger and then Koji Kanemoto. Now, what I noticed about this match is that it's like what Phil said. There's no heel. There's no baby face. It was just a stiff fucking match. Not your typical junior heavyweight title match. You don't see a lot of high spots in this match. More submission style, more striking in this match. Like, it gets to a certain point in this match where... It gets to a certain point in this match where Liger has Koji on the floor, on the mat, and he's just nailing him with these fucking knee drops right on his face,
about
dude.
21 minutes into the match, we're watching it now.
Yeah.
Like, he's losing strength.
Yeah.
There's Tiger Hattori with hair.
This part of the match was sick. That right
there?
Yeah,
Kanemoto rams his knee into the apron. Now Kanemoto, he at this point, Kanemoto just doesn't have, he doesn't know what to do.
Yes.
Like, he's throwing everything at him. What do I do? How do I beat him? What do I do? Now to take it to the floor, which is something that Liger can do, but chooses not to.
Correct. The, and now the reason, and you got to keep in mind, throughout the whole match, Koji is like attacking the knee and the leg of Liger. He hits him with like gets him with a knee bar.
Yeah,
the ankle lock, and then
right,
it gets to a certain,
right 25 minutes yeah, in. Yeah,
and then it gets to the point where he gets him in an ankle lock, but then he kind of like puts his whole body weight onto the fucking ankle, and you thinking that Liger's gonna fucking like tap out. And
yeah, 26 minutes. He does this fucking. He does like this
tumbleweed.
Corkscrew
senton.
Yeah, cross, and then just gets up and kicks Liger in the head after that.
It was insane. Like, this match is very, very stiff. I mean, you don't see high spots until like maybe towards the end of the match, which is smart. Very smart move. I think I saw one of the best moonsaults in this match was with Koji. Koji hit a really nice moonsault in this match. And then who could forget that brainbuster?
Yeah.
That brain, I thought he messed up his Koji's neck on that one. Hurricane Rana, beautifully done.
28 minutes in.
28 minutes
in. Then he goes for the fucking...
Here's the moonsault.
The moonsault, there it is.
Oh!
You know, and then now he plays the knee, Liger gets back up. Liger's going to fucking do the wrap for figure four. Now, that's one of his setups.
But and then
Koji just turns around and right away reverses it. Yeah. Doesn't even give Liger a chance to get it in.
Correct.
You know? Koji's so quick, but Choppy made a great point of bringing out that Liger has to be heelish. He has to be elite. He has to be
he has to.
And if you get him to that point, he normally doesn't lose that point.
Correct.
So,
there's a German. Oh my god!
You just like a sloppy toss,
like a release German,
like a release German suplex
where he flipped Shibata. I mean Koji from onto his stomach, and then you know Koji at picks him, starts grabbing by the hair, does a scoop slam, and this is where he goes for the moonsault again, and I think he reverses it. Or no, he actually gets it this time.
Gets it,
and then Liger still kicks out.
Yep.
And I thought at that point that's where he was going to win the title, and he did not get.
And he didn't. He should. That was well executed. This is 31 minutes.
How beautiful was that moonsault?
31 minutes in. Now Koji's set. Like now he's feeling it. He's like, all right.
He's stomping him to the head.
He doesn't know what to do. Like he can barely pick him up. He's tired. Now he's just going to try to choke him out.
And you're gonna be surprised at this ending, people. This is what's going to happen. Out of nowhere, clothesline by Liger. And then quick pin. 1, 2, 3. Liger wins the match with a clothesline.
It was almost like a lariat.
Yes,
Liger throws like a half lariat, like leaves his feet and fucking just levels him out of nowhere.
And he flips over. He like turns him inside out. And then with a quick pin, 1, 2, 3, your winner and still IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion, Jushin Thunder Liger.
35 minutes, 51 seconds. This is what it's all about.
There's hardly any high spots.
Now look who's in the ring.
Is that, who's that in the ring? I didn't see this part. Who's that?
That's, oh, I forgot his name already. Damn it.
Viano?
No, it's, I forgot his name. Shit. The masked wrestler. I forgot his name.
Do you know who's the referee?
Yeah, Tiger Tori.
Yeah, I thought you
said Tiger Tori had hair.
Look at that. He was, like, and very young, too.
Look at his mullet. Rocking that mullet.
He looked great.
He looked great.
Especially, and then he had the red shoes on. He's fantastic.
I love it. I love this.
I love this. This match, like, again, people, this is not your typical junior heavyweight title match. This is just a regular, like, it was just a stiff match.
The 90s, Choppy, the 90s set the bar for everything, bro.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
People, if you have the time.
We'll post it.
Yeah, post this match, but if you have the time, I know New Japan right now is on fire. New Japan's been on fire for the last couple of years now.
Yeah.
Since, like, 2011, I would say. Watch some New Japan from like the 80s.
Oh my god. If you have 90s. New Japan World, please do.
Yeah, or you don't even have to have go get
on YouTube, yeah.
Go to YouTube, type
anything. IVP video. There's a bunch of Daily Motion.
Do yourselves a favor. Look up fucking Tiger Mask versus Dynamite Kid. Those matches are insane good. And they're way ahead of their time.
Eddie Guerrero was
Black Tiger.
Black Tiger.
And Black Tiger and Chris Benoit, Wild Pegasus. Those matches are insane. The Great Sasuke versus Chris Benoit.
Watch the Best of the Super Juniors from 94.
Oh, dude.
That was probably the best. I have that tournament on DVD.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I have it.
I mean, people, just do yourselves a favor. Forget. Yes, New Japan is very good now. Watch New Japan from the 90s and the 80s, and you, God, it's so good. It's so stiff. It makes you want, like, makes you think, like, oh my God, wrestling could be real. You know, that's how good it is.
Well, these guys are the reasons why we have Zack Sabre Jr. and Prince and Finn Balor and,
yep.
and Will Ospreay and
yep.
And our boy Kushida and like Bone Soldier and Robbie Eagles and
Eagles is good.
My God, those guys are so good, man. And what's the other guy that teamed up with Robbie Eagles?
I forgot his name. I didn't talk about
El Fantasma.
Yeah, El Fantasma. Yeah.
Holy shit,
good,
man!
Good, very good guys.
And all the European cruiserweights, man. Like, you, I mean, there's such a there's an eclectic selection of cruiserweights, man. And these guys set the tone.
It's eclectic. Boogie woogie woogie. You gotta see it. It's eclectic.
It's eclectic. I'm just trying to name the episode.
What a great show. I love this match.
This is fun. I'm just glad we got this in.
Yeah. I definitely want to do one more, like another one of these. Like just one match. And just kind of like.
Yeah, we could do a bunch of them. It doesn't matter.
This one I wanted to do. I picked this one just because of Jushin Thunder Liger. But I also want to do one with Hayabusa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
I got some of his stuff from FMW.
Hayabusa's the shit.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys never heard of or seen Hayabusa, we'll definitely do something in the future.
My girl!
Hayabusa and Jinsei Shinseki against
That's what's his face.
From ECW?
Yeah, but his Hakushi.
Hakushi.
Yeah, yeah.
If you watch Jinsei Shinseki and Hayabusa against Ron Van Dam and Sabu from ECW Heat Wave 98... That match is insane. You gotta watch
so, that. Thank you for fucking entertaining us as we entertain you for a little bit over an hour. We're back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. We'll be live again.
We wanted to get you guys, give you some guys something to listen to for Friday.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do here.
Is that what you're here for?
That's what we're here for,
that's
buddy.
That's right.
God damn it, we're here.
You know all the social media gimmicks, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You know all of it. TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, ProWrestlingTees.com,
Browsers.com.
Huh?
Browsers.com.
Oh, yeah. In HD.
In HD.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Ooh.
65-inch porn. You ever seen porn in 65 inches?
I have not.
Oh, it's fantastic. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. You guys know all the deals. Hook us up.
Buy a shirt.
Yeah,
buy
man.
Every shirt.
Yeah, buy four of them.
Yeah.
Help us out.
Help us out a little bit, goddammit.
Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your weekend. Enjoy Super Show. Enjoy fucking Dominion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right, say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.